الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا وقال عز وجل لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا وقال عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من يأخذ عني هؤلاء الكلمات فيعمل بهن أو يعلم من يعمل بهن فقال أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى قلت أنا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخذ بيدي فعد خمسا وقال اتق المحارم اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس وارض بما قسم الله لك تكن أغنى الناس وأحسن إلى جارك تكن مؤمنا وأحب للناس ما تحب لنفسك تكن مسلما ولا تكثر الضحك فإن كثرة الضحك تميت القلب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رواه الترمذي صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم ربنا زدنا علما يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسن برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected and honorable ulama ikram, mashayikh ikram, honorable qurra, respected huffaz, leaders, elders of our community, colleagues, friends, young children in Islam, honorable mothers and sisters listening at home, I would like to greet you with the beautiful greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah. Once again, only through the fadl and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has enabled me to come and share some thoughts of the Quran and Sunnah with you. Alhamdulillah, being blessed with your presence. I beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in the time which Allah ta'ala has destined for us today, may He make me say that which is haq. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. May He save me from the evils of my heart and the evils of my tongue. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. And may He make us all, the listeners as well as the speaker, because the speaker is in more in need of guidance than the listeners, may He make us all act upon what has been said. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Burzugane Muhtaram, ye bohot hi bari saadat ka mauka hai, alhamdulillah, aapki masjid ke liye, ka alhamdulillah, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Muhammad Zaid Sahib, Damat Barakatum Al Aliya, Hafiz Ikram Sahib, Madadillahu Al Ali, Jaise Ulama-e Kiram aapko mile hain, Allah Taala aapko inki qadar ki taufeeq naseeb farmaye. Allah Taala inse aur bhi khoob deen ka kaam le inshaAllah. Allah Taala inko nazar-e-bad se hifazat rakhe aur Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala logon ke quloob ko inki taraf mutawajjih farmaye. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, as we know, this weekend program has been a blessing for your community. Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah, young children have spent so much time in the masjid. Kitne masoom bachon ne Allah ke ghar mein waqt guzara. MashaAllah, inhone bahut se activities kiye, treasure hunt aur pata nahi kya kuch kiya. MashaAllah, abhi namaz se pehle Hazrat Muslim sahab ne farmaya, bachche MashaAllah musabaqa mein shamil the. कोई किरात पढ़ रहा था, कोई नज़म पढ़ रहा था, कोई बयान कर रहा था. तो ये नियामत भी है तो और क्या है. सुभान अल्लाह. वेल वी नो मेनी अ पीपल टुडे ऑन अ बॉक्सिंग डे वेयर वुड दे लाइक टू बी ग्लूड ऑन. अल्लाह अकबर. दे वुड बी लाइक टू बी ग्लूड ऑन टू द बॉक्स और एज़ वी कॉल इट टुडे द स्क्रीन बिकॉज़ इट्स प्लाज्मा नाउअडेज़. या इट्स नॉट द ओनली 22 इंच एनीमोर, इट्स द प्लाज्मा स्क्रीन्स. They want to sit there and watch the Christmas Day or the Boxing Day movie or the cartoon or whatever comes on that day. But these children, who inshallah will be our asset, say inshallah, yeah? Who will be our foundation, inshallah, say inshallah. They will be shining stars, inshallah, say inshallah. They will be the ones who will be flag bearers of Islam, inshallah, yeah? These very innocent, sinless children were spending their time, and also the youngsters, mashallah, the ones who were in their teens, the 14, the 15-year-olds, the 20-year-olds, the 25-year-olds, and maybe more. They were spending time in none but the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the purpose was only and only, inshallah, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Say alhamdulillah. It's a great ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which He bestowed upon your community, mashallah. We hope that all people, all brothers and sisters, whoever became a means of this program being successful, may Allah reward them abundantly in dunya and akhirah, inshallah. Say ameen, inshallah. However means, whether monetarily, chahe ta'awun mali kiya ho, ya jismani ta'awun kiya ho, duaon ke zariye se, kisi ko targhib dene ke zariye se, kisi bhi tarike se inhone यहाँ बच्चों को शामिल होने के लिए या इस प्रोग्राम को कामयाब करने के लिए जैसे भी जिस लाइन से मेहनत की हो, अल्लाह ताला इनकी मेहनत को कबूल फरमावे और अल्लाह ताला उनके लिए ज़खीरे आखिरत बनाए. आमीन या रब्बी. अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह, वी मस्ट हैव हर्ड मेनी थिंग्स इन द 24 आवर्स और द 48 आवर्स दैट वी स्पेंट. आई जस्ट लाइक टू कंक्लूड by mentioning one beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It has been reported by Imam Tirmidhi rahimahumullah. The narrator is Hanwan but Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala subhanahu, a great sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Abu Huraira subhanahu, inhone apni zindagi waqf kar di thi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki khidmat. He sacrificed his life for the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is one of those sahaba from whom the majority of the ahadith have been recorded, subhanallah. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala, he was such a sahabi that he would not spare a minute to stay away from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every opportunity he would have, he would stay in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes he would go so much in sacrifice that he would not eat or drink, subhanallah. He would not eat or drink just so that he doesn't miss one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he would have a fit, an epilepsy. He would have the illness, yeah, which we call epilepsy and fits because of starvation and hunger. But immediately when he would come out from that state, maybe the first question which Abu Huraira would say, Aina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was his zeal and love which he had. Today, alhamdulillah, in the comforts of the masjid, in the warmth of the radiators, we are being taught the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are taught the Quranic verses and tafsir. Aren't we lucky, Abdullah Abdul Rahman, Fatima Sayyidah? Yeah? Isn't this a ni'mah? We don't have to go through the sacrifice which the people in the past went through, subhanAllah. قربانیاں قربانیوں سے ہی دین آتا ہے. This is why my Allah says وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Whosoever will give sacrifice, them are the ones who we will indeed guide and give hidayat. جو قربانی کرے گا, جو مجاہدہ کرے گا, اللہ فرماتا ہم ضرور ان کو ہدایت عطا فرمائیں. So hidayah will come. Not just like that. Me and you have to give some sacrifice. And the sacrifices which the Sahaba al-Kiram gave are numerous and countless. Subhanallah. We can't even think about it. میں عرض کر رہا تھا حضرت ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, on one occasion he was sitting in the majlis of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, and he says, he poses a question. He says, مَنْ يَأْخُذُ عَنِّي هَؤُلَاءِ الْكَلِمَاتِ مَنْ يَأْخُذُ عَنِّي هَؤُلَاءِ الْكَلِمَاتِ فَيَعْمَلُ بِهِنَّ أَوْ يُعَلِّمُ مَنْ يَعْمَلُ بِهِنَّ. سبحان اللہ, what a beautiful question. You know, Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was not only the teacher for the Sahaba, but he was the teacher for the whole of mankind. Subhanallah. Every methodology, Shaykh, we look at books, what is the methodology of teaching? And we forget the methodology of teaching of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. We look for other methodologies. We look for the best method of how we can get the message to the youngster, how we can get the message to the congregation, how we can get the mass message to the masses out there. But we don't look at the actual seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was his methodology? He says himself, innama bu'ithtu mu'allima, innama bu'ithtu mu'allima, I have been sent as a teacher. مجھے بھیجا گیا استاد بنا کر. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کائنات کے لیے استاد تھے. سبحان اللہ, لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. So here, this was one of his methodologies of teaching, that he would pose questions. And Mufti Sahib, mashallah, adopted that sunnah and before the salah, and whenever something took, after that Hazrat Mufti Sahib would pose questions. He would say, oh, so did you hear what the speaker said? Did you hear what he said? Did you hear what he recited? Did you understand? So these questions that you posed, there was a purpose behind it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also posed the question. He says, who is gonna take these words from me? Who is gonna take these words that I'm gonna say now from me? And then number one, act upon them himself. Subhanallah. Eh? God would say, ان کلمات کو لے گا اور سب سے پہلے تو کام یہ کرے کہ خود ہی عمل کرے. خود ہی عمل کرے. Act upon it himself. Or if he can't do that, then he has got an extra responsibility. او يعلم من يعمل بهن. Or if he can't do or maybe act upon it himself, then he will teach somebody. He will give ta'aleem to somebody. He will teach somebody who will be able to act upon this. Subhanallah. This is why Rasulullah says, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, that make sure you pass on my message even if you know one verse. Tabligh is compulsory upon us. Subhanallah. It is not only for our Jamaati brothers. Allah give them jazai khair. Subhanallah. Yeah? They are fulfilling this responsibility on our behalf. In fact, it is every person's responsibility to do tabligh al-deen, subhanallah, to propagate the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give these people the best reward, that they are taking this responsibility away from our shoulders, and they are going door to door, knocking on the doors and calling people to the masjid and calling people to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then today, day and age, you will get people who will start to criticize them. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. If you can't support them, don't criticize them. That's the least I would say. If you can't join hands with them and support the cause, then at least don't criticize. Say, okay, fine. Allah Ta'ala bless you for what you do. But unfortunately, the situation we see around us, what happens? People not only want to criticize, Shaykh, but they want to create hurdles. They want to create obstacles. Allah Ta'ala protect us and save us. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. So like I was saying, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he posed the question. Who is going to take these questions, these words from me, act upon it himself, and then also, if possible, teach others who will act upon it. He asked Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki tarbiyat ka ek khas andaaz. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was his special, unique way of teaching, subhanAllah. He would do this, why? Because he wanted to create the zeal of deen in the hearts of the Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Sahaba ke dil ke andar deen ki taraf paida farmana chah rahe the. To deen ki taraf kaise farmate? Sawal qaim karte. Aur phir us sawal ko qaim karke log justuju mein hote ki iska sawal ka jawab kya hoga? Is sawal ka jawab kya hoga? Phir tawajjuh se zara sunte. Then they would listen attentively. A question is posed. What's going to be the answer to this question? So now, also Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would want their full attention. He would make sure all the Sahaba Ikram are listening attentive, concentrating and listening with the zeal and the qalab and the tawajjuh and the concentration and the attention which was required. Then he would give the answer. Subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. This was not but Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahu Akbar. مَنْ يَخُضْ عَنِّي هَا أُولَٰئِ الْكَلِمَاتِ فَيَعْمَلُ بِهِنَّ أَوْ يُعَلِّمُ مَنْ يَعْمَلُ بِهِنَّ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam poses this question, so it creates a zeal in the Sahaba. What do we learn from this? What do we learn? Number one, we learn that we should do all this. So this also, so that we can also create the zeal and the love of deen in the hearts of the people. Subhanallah. Something just come to my mind. Many a time, Shaykh, we have posters calling a person to a program. The majority of the posters I see are always based on a question. Where are you heading? What are you doing next? What are you going to be doing? What are you missing? I think it's like people use such kind of, you know, attractive headings because they want to attract the person's attention towards that. So what's the best thing to do? Pose a question. Pose a question. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also adopted this method. He was the one that actually created this method, subhanAllah, of trying to educate the people and saying, creating a sawal, creating a question, and then when once people's attention is towards Rasulullah, giving them the answer, subhanAllah. So he poses, kaun hai bhai? Kaun mujhse ye baatein achhi tarike se sunega aur yaad rakhega, amal karega, auron ko sikhayega? Who was there, subhanAllah? None but Abu Huraira. Sahaba say that they would, the person, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would have expected to say Ana would have been Abu Huraira. Subhanallah. Because he was with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam all the time. Immediately, Abu Huraira was in the garden. Aqultu ana ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I will be the one, ya Rasulullah. I will be the one who will take these sentences from you, act upon them, sir, inshallah. And not only that, but also teach others. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called Abu Huraira. Come here, child. Come here. This was another method. He gave care for akhada. For akhada biyadi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got hold of the child, got Abu Huraira's hand like this. He unhone mera haath pakra. For akhada biyadi. And then he says, for adda khamsan. Close the fingers. And he started counting five. Number one. Number two, number three, number four, number five. This also was a specific way. Jazakallah khair. You get every word for that, inshallah. There's a specific way of teaching somebody, of making sure that they listen carefully and they remember. So for remembrance, the best way is interaction, subhanAllah. Lecturers give lectures, many a times people goes off, subhanAllah. What did he say? Allah hi behtar janta hai. Only Allah knows best. Pahunch gaya bichara aasman mein. Samjhe na? Woh tasavvurat ki duniya mein fir aage pahunch jata hai. Samjhe na? He's in his thoughts and then he goes away and drifts away. And he goes, mashallah, sukoon, mashallah. Sakinat nazil ho gayi meri par, mashallah. Subhanallah. This is not sakina, this is mahrumiyat. Yeah? A talibi ilm, a student, if he's in the classroom and he's dozing off, that's not sukoon from the teacher. Yeah? That is not sukoon. The teacher is going to say, MashaAllah, my child, go to sleep. Yeah? No, wake up, boy. You got any sense? I'm talking to you and you're going to sleep? No. We have to be attentive. The child that goes to sleep will get the wrath of the teacher. Yeah? He will have to bear the brunt of the teacher. You know, what are you doing? Wake up. In the same way, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would be interacting with the Sahaba, he would get a response back from them. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted. So alhamdulillah, I would also like your interaction with me, inshallah, yeah? Inshallah?
Inshallah.
In 10 minutes, I'm going to go down, somebody else come on here, inshallah. Mufti Zaid sahab, inshallah. Inshallah. I have to interact with you, inshallah. So I come down, I have a little of a breather. You ask me a question and I'll give you the answers, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Who is going to take these words? Sahaba ikram would not expect anybody except Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never expected anybody except Abu Huraira. He was his best student in a way. He was the student that was very intelligent, always attentive. You know, when you have that kind of a student, you know, your natural instinct says you look at that student. I can say from experience, because alhamdulillah, I've been teaching for the last 25 years, alhamdulillah. That's giving my age out here, yeah? But alhamdulillah, I've been teaching for the last 25 years, before lillahi ta'ala. And you can tell when the student is giving you that attention, and you can feel the warmth of his tawajjuh, subhanAllah, yeah? And then many a times, wallahi shaykh, I can mention this, I can swear by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that many a times, you do mutala'a of your sabak, but you go into class, and then when you sit on your gadda, when you're teaching your students something that never crossed your mind, but because of your talibi ilm tawajjuh, because of his attention, of listening attentively to you, Allah puts a thought into your mind, subhanAllah. And many of my students know, I will mention that to them, that this never came across me, but maybe somebody's tawajjuh has come today, and I'm saying this to you, and it's never came across me before. You teach the same kitab for years upon years, but Allah creates a different thought in your head. That is from the tawajjuh of an attention of the listener, subhanAllah. Alhamdulillah, your attention and the warmth of your attention, I can feel, alhamdulillah. Allah bless you for that, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give you the best reward, inshallah. So Abu Huraira says, you know, Rasulullah knew that he is going to be the one who's going to say, Ana. Says, Ana ya Rasulullah, I am the one. قلت أنا يا رسول الله. So he gets hold of his hand, فأخذ بيدي فعد خمسة. And he starts counting five things. وقع. First thing he mentions. He says, اتق المحارم. اتق المحارم. تكن أعبد الناس. O Abdullah Abdul Rahman. O Fatima Zainab. This prescription of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so great that if me and you adopt it, we could become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Prophet has made it very easy for me and you. He says, اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِ. اپنے آپ کو حرام چیزوں سے بچاؤ. Save yourself from haram. Whatever Allah has made haram, and his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made haram, stay away. Stay away. Stay away from these things. اتق المحارم. If you do that, تكن أعبد الناس. You will become the person who is the most worshipping on the face of this earth. Subhanallah. Say la ilaha illallah. The most worshipping. سبسے زیادہ لوگوں میں عبادت کرنے والا اگر بننا ہے عبداللہ عبدالرحمن فاطمہ زینب کو تو اسے چاہیے کہ اپنے آپ کو گناہوں سے بچائے محارم سے بچائے whatever Allah has made haram on earth we know for a fact of life adultery is haram our Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam says لا يسني الزاني حين يسني وهو مؤمن at the time when a person is committing the sin of adultery
when he's committing the sin of zina. Let me expand more on this issue. Zina is not only when somebody goes into the bed with another woman. That's not only zina. Zina has got a very wide issue. Zina can be the zina al-ayn, the zina of the eyes. When we look at somebody and we look at them with lust and desire, Allah protect us, ameen ya rabbal alameen. And the zina of our ears, the zina of our ears is when we like listening to the sound of shaitan, to the voice of shaitan, and we like to listen to the voice of a woman, and then we are taking lazzat from it. Yeah, we take lazzat. We take pleasure. Correct me if I'm wrong. Many of the companies that have answering machines or secretaries sitting answering the phone calls, it will be with me. And let me tell you, the shararatul nafs, the mischief of the soul, is that when he hears that voice, he phones a company and he likes the voice. He's just continuing asking silly questions just because he likes to talk to that girl. People call centers, not because they want to have a service, because they just want to talk to a woman sometimes. People are calling. I have heard some youngsters come to me and say, "Sheikh, I have a problem." "So what's your problem?" "Says when I phone my doctor's surgery, there is a woman on the reception. She picks the phone up. Unfortunately, I'm in love with her. I am in love with her voice. Allah, how do I rectify that now? Allah, lust and desire. This is zina al-ulf. This is the zina of our ears. That when a person feels lust and desire by listening to the voice of a woman, Allahu Akbar. Correct me if I'm wrong, Shaykh. Correct me, please. Don't people do this? I have met people who have done this. And they do that for the sake of leisure and pleasure. Allah save us and protect us. The zina al-ayn, zina al-qalb, zina al-udhun, the zina of the heart. When a person wants to do zina, Allahu Akbar, Allah protect us, ameen. He has the thoughts and the desire to do zina, but he hasn't got the circumstances to do it. But if he had the opportunity, he'd do it straight away. Allah protect us, ameen. Zina with the mother, Allahu Akbar, with the daughter, with the sister. You say, Mawlana, how can a person do zina with his own mother, with his own sister, with his own daughter? It is said, when people would be visualizing scenes where there's nudity, and they are visualizing that with their daughter sitting next to them, with their mother sitting next to them. Mummy is there, her daughter is there, her sister is there, his sister is there, and they are all sitting on the same couch now, and they are all watching that movie, whether it's an Arabic movie, whether it's an Indian movie, whether it's a Pakistani movie, whether it's a Pathani movie, whether it's an English movie, whether it's a Bengali movie, doesn't matter which language it may be, it's the scene that's there which is going to create the zina with the mother and the sister and the daughter. Na'udhu billahi min zalik. Allah protect us, ameen ya rabbal alamin. Allah protect us, ameen ya rabbal alamin. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la yazni zani. A person when he is doing zina, act of haram, iman in his heart does not remain. Iman in his heart does not remain. And Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Hurairah says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iza zana al-abdu kharaja minhu al-iman. Iza zana al-abdu, when a servant does zina, jab koi banda zina karta hai, jo sabhi zina maine aapke samne kiya, ye tamam shamil hai, all the categories which I mentioned to you just now. When a person indulges himself in zina, idha zanal abdu kharaja minhu al-iman, then his iman comes out from him, Allah. And then further he says, فَكَانَ فَوْقَ رَأْسِهِ. Iman comes out and it is hanging on the top of his head. یہ اس کے سر کے اوپر ہوتا ہے. نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرماتے ہیں فَكَانَ فَوْقَ رَأْسِهِ كَالظُّلَّةِ. It is like Saiban, it is like a shadow, it is like a roof on top of his head, subhanAllah. Iman has come out, hanging on the top of his head. And then, فَإِذَا خَرَجَ مِن ذَلِكَ الْعَمَلِ. When he comes out from doing the sin of zina, رَجَعَ إِلَيْهِمْ إِيمَانُ. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم, Iman returns back. But just imagine Abdullah ibn Rahman, Fatima Zainab, that if in this state, he's committing zina, his Iman is out, just imagine Malakul Maut was to come at that time, Allah. Just imagine Malakul Maut. He's watching a movie. He's doing zina of his eyes. Zina with his family, not realizing. And let me go one step further. Please forgive me. Please forgive me for mentioning so explicitly here. But we have dealt with cases where literally a father has done zina with his own daughter. We have literally dealt with cases where a brother has done zina with his own sister. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We have literally dealt with cases when a father-in-law has done zina with his own daughter-in-law. We have literally dealt with cases. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. When a person has done zina with none but his own mother. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Now just imagine, just imagine, nafs, a mother, she's 30, and maybe she's 35, and her child is 15, 16, he's got excitement as well, she's still young as well, she's only in her 30s, mid-30s, and then hawas and shaitan and nafs deceives them, and na'udhu billah, they look at each other with lust. That is zina. That is zina. Excitement has arose for the Hassan, and now they're looking at each other with lust and desire. Isn't that sufficient for us to say that the zina of a child with his own mother takes place? Now, how do we put it? Abdullah ibn Rahman, when are we going to realize this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ittaqil maharim. Save yourself from what is haram. We are not asking that you pray 1,000 rakat of nafal. We are not asking that you pray hundreds and thousands of tasbihat. To pray tasbihat, alhamdulillah, is very good. To pray nafal, alhamdulillah, you will get some kind of benefit from there, inshallah, if you do it for the sole pleasure of Allah. But primarily, we have to save ourselves from sin. That is primary purpose of our life. That whatever Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has forbade us to do, we shun that, we stay away from that, and we don't do that. At this point, I would like to also share with you an important issue, which is in the days that we are going past, and that is to make sure that we don't indulge in haram aqaid and haram beliefs and najais beliefs, and make sure that our iman is pure. Make sure that our young children, we educate them properly, because they will be bombarded with images, with videos, with films, with novels, with plays, what not, and they will be told stories which are totally against the teachings of Islam. The birth of Isa alayhi salam, how he came into existence, and all that, the story of Isa, they will be showing that maybe on the TV. But at the same time, time do we educate our children? Do we teach them that they should have the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Shirk is haram. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, Al-Kabair, great sins, bare bare guna, which is the very first one. Al-Kabair, Al-Ishraku Billahi, to associate partners with Allah. Allah ke saath shirk karna, kisi ko Allah ka saji manna, to think Allah has a partner. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Say that Allah is one. Allah is one. Allah is Samad. Allah is independent. What is He?
Independent.
He doesn't need anybody. Allah doesn't depend on anybody or anything. Allah is As-Samad. Meaning Allah is independent. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Neither is Allah the son of anybody. Neither is Allah the father of anybody. Yeah. Allah na kisi ka beta hai na Allah khud kisi ka baap hai. No. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. Koi bhi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ka hamsar nahi ho sakta. There is none equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the belief of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make sure that we save ourselves and we save our children and we save our community from indulging into haram and beliefs which could take a person out of the fold of Islam. Allah protect us, Ameen Al-Ghulam. Allah protect us, Ameen Al-Ghulam. We might think it's so minute and simple. What's the big deal, Maulana? You know, let them see this movie. What's the big deal, Sheikh? Let them listen, let them, you know, do this and do that. But slowly, gradually, if that starts creating doubts in their mind, then we are losing something. We are losing our big time. That's very important for us to have the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one hadith, he mentions, اجتنبوا السبع المبقات. اجتنبوا السبع المبقات. Save yourself from the seven things which will destroy you. Allah اپنے آپ کو سات ہلاک کر دینے والی چیزوں سے بچاؤ. صحابہ immediate reaction would be وما ہن یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. وہ سات چیزیں کیا ہے؟ What were those seven things? Number one, Ash-shirku billah. Ash-shirku billah. To associate partners with Allah. Every sin Allah can forgive. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bih wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. Whatever sin me and you may do, there is room for forgiveness. But shirk and associating partners with Allah is such a grave sin, such a devious act, that Allah will never forgive that. Allah Akbar. Allah says, Inna Allah la yaghfir. There rarely, without a shadow of doubt, Allah will not forgive the sin of associating partners with Allah. Every other sin, Allah can forgive, inshallah. Shirk. And we know that the mahol and the environment our children are living in, and the whole dunya, the whole world that we're living in, it's bombarded. They go to shopping center, they'll be said about this, said about that, said about this, leaflets given, bombarded with music, this and the other. Every place you will go outside the home, and many a times inside the home, Allah protect our houses, Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. We are listening to things which is going to be something which is going to destroy us. Allah save us, Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. This is why Hazrat Ubadah ibn Samit, subhanallah, Hazrat Ubadah ibn Samit, a sahabi ya Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions a beautiful hadith. عن عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله تعالى عنه قال
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من شهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله وأن عيسى عبد الله ورسوله وابن أمته وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه والجنة حق والنار حق أدخله الله الجنة على ما كان من العمل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رواه الشيخين سبحان الله.
What a great hadith. Hazrat Abar ibn Samit says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whosoever will bear witness, jo gawahi dega, ke Allah ke siwa koi maabood nahi, bole la ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah.
Jo gawahi dega ke koi maabood nahi siwaye Allah ke, jo yakta hai, jiska koi sharik nahi hai.
Whosoever will bear witness, there is no deity, there is no God except Allah, except
Allah.
Say it loud and clear, except
Allah.
Allah. There is no God except Allah, and He is alone, and He has no partner, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger and Allah's servant, and that Isa alayhi salam, Isa is also Abdullah, he is also the servant of Allah, wa rasulu, and also the apostle of Allah. These were the very words that came from the blessed tongue of Isa when he was still a child and born. Subhanallah. This was the miracle of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam when his mother Maryam, the story of Maryam and Isa, such a beautiful story in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elaborates over the story of Isa and Maryam alayhi salam, and he mentions the mention of Maryam, who is the most chaste woman on the face of this earth. Hazrat Isa was the son of Maryam. This is why Allah calls her Isa ibn Maryam, Isa son of Maryam. No Mary Magdalene, no Mary Magdalene, nobody else comes into the equation. This was Mary, the virgin, Mary, the one who never got married, but Allah gave her Isa with the power and the qudrat of Allah. Say, La ilaha illallah. Wa anna Isa Abdullah, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, he is born, she is given birth to Isa, she brings him to the people. When the people start looking at her and scorning her, what is she being told by Allah? She's been told to stay quiet. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. What does she do? She points to the child. Don't talk to me, talk to the child. Subhanallah. Don't talk to me, talk to the child. Don't ask me questions. Yeah? مَاكَانَ. Your father was not a bad man. You are so evil. Have you committed the act of fornication and zina? لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوتَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. This is what they were accusing her of. They were accusing Maryam, the chaste woman, Maryam alayhi salam, of nothing but zina. She says, فَأَشَارَتْ, Allah says, فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. She points towards the child. بچے کی طرح اشارہ کرتی ہے, فوراً لوگ بولتے, قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا. ارے تو عجیب عورت ہے, تو ہمیں کہتی ہے کہ اس معصوم بچے کے ساتھ بات چیت کرے, یہ تو ابھی اپنے بچپنے میں گہوارے میں ہے, ہم اس سے بات چیت کیسے کر سکتے ہیں. اللہ, how can we talk to this child? How can we talk to this small child who's just been born, who's got no power of speech? All it can do is yeah, yeah, and meh, meh. Huh? And you want us to talk to this child? قالوا كيف نكلم how can we talk من كان في المهد صبيا to that person who is still a child and it is in its cradle it's in its cradle Allah gave speech power it was an Isa alayhi salam قال إني عبد الله قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم أكن جبارا عصيا الله أكبر الله سبحانه حضرت عيسى عليه السلام He speaks out. He's just a child. He's just a child in the laps of his mother. Yet she points to the child because she knows that Allah's power is going to be seen to the people today. And she turns to the child and she speaks to the child. And the child says, Inni Abdullah. I am not Ibn Allah. I am not Ibn Allah. I am not the son of Allah. But I am the slave and servant of Allah.
Subhanallah.
Say Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Qala inni abdullah. He says, I am the servant of Allah. Allah has given me. Look at, he's just a child and he's already giving glad tidings of Injil, subhanAllah. La ilaha illallah. Adani al-kitab. Allah has given me a book and he's going to make me a prophet, subhanAllah. Allahu Akbar. And he will make me blessed wherever I will be. And he has told me and instructed me to bear patience.
SubhanAllah.
And to pray salah until I am alive. And to be obedient to my mother. Allah.
Yes.
Obedient to my mother. And I should not be the one who is transgressing from the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and an ungrateful slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a disobedient one. These were the words that came out from the blessed tongue of man, but Isa alayhi salam. Allah gave him miracles. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, bears witness, Anna Isa abduhu abdullahi wa rasuluh. Who bears witness that Isa alayhi salam is the servant of Allah. He is the servant of Allah. And he is the messenger of Allah. Not only that, he elaborates more. He also bears witness that Isa alayhi salam is not Abdullah only, is not wa rasulu only, but he's also wabnu amatihi, confirming, endorsing it, that he is the son of my slave, Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. Subhanallah. Apni bandi ka beta. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, apni bandi, aur bandi se kaun murad? Maryam alayhi salam. وَابْنُ عَمَتِهِ وَكَلِمَتُهُ He is the word of Allah. Kalima. Kalima kun. Allah said, kun be. And it was. إِنَّمَا مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمْ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ He was created with the kalima kun. Allah said, be and it was. القاها الى مريم الله سبحانه وتعالى put عيسى عليه السلام into the womb of مريم عليه السلام وروح من and he was the روح and the spirit of Allah what does that mean اس کا مطلب یہ نہیں ہے کہ حضرت عيسى عليه السلام نعوذ باللہ اللہ ہی کے صفات سے متصف تھے نہیں اللہ کے صفات ان کے اندر نہیں تھے بلکہ اللہ نے ان کو ایسے معجزات عطا فرمائے تھے کہ وہ جو مردہ اس کو زندہ کر سکتے تھے Allah gave him miracles روح those that were dead he could bring them back to life again and birds he would make them from clay and then he would blow and the bird would be flying subhanallah la ilaha illallah this is معجزات عیسیٰ علیہ السلام The people that were born blind, Those people that become blind, sight becomes less. They have vision problems, maybe due to some illness, maybe high sugar level, maybe bumping their head somewhere, and their sight goes away, there is a possibility that their sight could come back by some kind of operation or some kind of treatment. There is some possibility. But that child which is born blind, there is no possibility. No possibility whatsoever that their eyesight could come back. Yeah? Yet Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was given this mu'jiza that those mother zad andha that was born blind, he would pass his hands over their eyes and subhanallah, la ilaha illallah, they would be able to see, subhanallah. At that time, they had no cure for leprosy. They had no cure for leprosy. A person with the illness of leprosy, Hazrat Isa would just pass his hands and rub his hands over them and Allah would give him complete shifa from leprosy. Subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. He would bring, like I said, dead back to alive again. This all happened with the hukam of Allah. Rasulullah says, who believes that Isa is the servant of Allah, Isa is the prophet of Allah, Isa is the kalima of Allah, Isa is the one whom Allah put in the bottom and in the womb of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. Isa is the Ruhullah and who also bears witness that Jannah, after mentioning Tawheed, Rasulullah mentions Risalat. Yeah. After mentioning oneness of Allah, Rasulullah mentions the Risalat of Muhammad Arabi sallallahu, and then the Risalat of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. And after this, one of the fundamental beliefs which a Muslim should have after death is to believe in Jannat and Jahannam. He says, who believes that Jannat is true and Jahannam is true, adkhalahu Allahul Jannah, Allah will enter it into paradise whatsoever he will do. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar.